Now to the Friday mailbag and a bit of response across the week. Louise writes, as a child, and we talked about the loss of these titles, you know, the likes of The Lister, Women's Weekly, Your Home and Garden, Home NZ, Home Magazine, and the rest, Metro, and on, quite a shock happened yesterday. Louise says, as a child in Invercargill in the 1970s, I just adored New Zealand Women's Weekly and vowed I would work there one day, which amused my mother's friends. On Thursdays in the 1970s, I used to walk to the bus stop to meet my father because I knew he'd have the new listener. And I couldn't wait to read Rosemary McLeod's column. I subsequently had the huge privilege of working for both titles and was with the weekly for almost 20 years. I had the pleasure of creating fantastic magazines week after week with wonderful writers, designers, food editors, and my lifestyle weekly columnists. And of course, I loved catching up with celebrities like Michelle A. Court and Wallace Chapman at media functions. I don't know what media function that is because I hardly went to any. But anyway, Louise writes, my heart goes out to all my friends there. My post-weekly work as a freelance writer and is probably over too, so we're all in this together. In my heart, I feel that this might not be the end. Many of Bauer's titles are cultural icons. They are far too precious to be lost forever. Best wishes, Louise. Really sad, that wasn't it, Verity?
God, yeah. I think that... I mean, I got my first internship at Metro. That was my first, you know, proper job when I was 17. Did a month there in my summer holidays. And I remember having my mind blown by this glamorous, exciting world of all these possibilities. And they were like, you can be a writer. That's a job. And that was only like 9 years ago. It was crazy. And I just really hope that any potentially rich businessmen who are looking to invest in the arts swoop in and buy these titles so they don't have to die.
Do you think that might happen, Stephen? What is your take on this? It was a
nothing short of
a terrible blow.
That's right, nothing short of a terrible blow. I agree. They are iconic publications, all of them, and much loved by New Zealanders. You've got to think that there will still be, when we get out of this mess, the ability to start them in some sort of different way. Bear in mind, though, that publishing is changing quite a lot. And it's clear that some of this has nothing to do with the current environment. It's a bigger issue heightened by what we're going through now. But because these are such strong, iconic brands, surely they'll be able to keep going in some way, shape or form.
Well, to that, and we might come to this next week, going to the mailbag, John O'Fangadea says, regarding overseas ownership, which has come into the spotlight with our listeners, the pox on Bauer Media, a fair weather foreign company who has no allegiance to Aotearoa New Zealand. Is it time to prevent overseas ownership of New Zealand companies? Maybe overseas investors should not be able to purchase more than 49% of anything in New Zealand. This should prevent the situation as it happened with Bauer Media, because the company should still be going because Bauer could only have sold their 49% stake instead of just binning all of our iconic magazines. So maybe we'll come to that issue on the panel Monday or Tuesday. And Blanche in Waikanae has written to us. My husband died late last year, and since the deaths of my mother and brother 3 years ago, I have no immediate family left. In my solo bubble and over 70, I have been self-isolated since alert level 3 and haven't seen a soul for a week until countdown delivery today. And conversation through the window. I'm comfortable with my own company and have so many things I could or should be doing, but I completely lack motivation. I'm trying to do one small thing a day, but even that is challenging. Grief on top of grief is difficult to cope with, and so many challenges. Impossible to get a flu vaccination, impossible to get an online grocery delivery slot. I'm missing the weekly coffee catch-ups with friends, which helped since my husband's death. I'm feeling so alone. Well, Blanche, stay listening to us. Please stay listening to us. Stay hooked to RNZ. And Stephen, our thoughts are with people like that, huh?
That's right. And good on Blanche for writing in and communicating with us in that way. And I hope that she will continue to remain engaged. I think there's a lot of people out there that are in that situation. I think we're not seeing yet the full extent of this. As we're coping, I'm also thinking of over people in overcrowded living situations. You know, in quite a different situation from the one that I'm in, for example. There's a lot that's going to come out around this. But I think it's very important, as Blanche said, to focus on something every day, try and do something different, and hopefully we can get through this.
And if you want to write to us your thoughts or just anything that's on your mind, even if it's a long email, you can just email us at thepanel@rnz.co.nz. It will be read and we'll try to reply to it as well.